Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Has it come to this? Free organizing advice. One corollary of constant long-distance road work is the magazine subscription pileup. I usually take an inch-high stack with me and I'm on an endless flight to Kathmandu that included an unscheduled 7-hour delay in Doha, Qatar. Mining the mags can produce some interesting discoveries. One is that the mainstream media now believes it is perfectly positioned to give advice and critique basic organizing and protest. We'll have to consider whether this is a recognition of our skill or a slap at our lack of production and a critique of our weakness. Maybe both, I'm not sure. Regardless, it's interesting to read their take on the work. In a New York Times Sunday Magazine piece, there was a story entitled How to Organize a Walkout, which of course caught my eye. It turned out to be an interview of sorts with Meredith Whitaker, who they identified as the lead organizer of the 20,000 worker walkout at Google almost a year ago. The summary of Whitaker's remarks indicated that she was solid on the basics, so this squib was almost a nuts and bolts to-do list, sort of a walkout for dummies thing. Among the nuggets were these: know your colleagues, build trust, get together to articulate common concerns and a vision for change, avoid detection. Often a walkout is most effective as a response to symptomatic flare-up. Decide on a nearby public space that can accommodate a crowd. A morning startup time is best if you want to get media coverage. Alert news outlets in advance. Carry signs. Some of you be prepared to voice your demands, which is best done with a large megaphone. Got that? The message from the Times seems to be, go, do likewise. But they also mention that Whitaker was pushed out by Google harassment, although they don't mention that the NLRB fined Google for unfair labor practices recently in curtailing concerted activity and speech. A weird, somewhat left-handed critique ran in a recent edition of The Economist, where for the life of me they seem to be waxing nostalgic for the good old days of violent miner strikes in Bloody Harlan, the famous county where so many in Kentucky of them occurred. This was all prompted by a widely reported, though small, effort where some dozen to 20 miners and their families had blocked a coal train while trying to get Black Jewel, the company, to pay them back wages that it hid behind bankruptcy. This columnist couldn't contain his glee in arguing that the original action had been greatly assisted by a bunch of anarchists who'd come to help. And then, in his argument, the protest collapsed once there was a falling out with the anarchists over one of the miners' support for Trump. Who knows who shot John on this one, but it was much more widely reported that the miners had succeeded in getting the revenue from the coal train they had blocked, promised toward their back wages. My point remains the same. What's up with all this advice? Is this a call to arms or just another cat call from the cheap seats? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.